Tuned in to Bradford. This is BCB 106.6.
Hi, my name is Heather and welcome to Movie Madness. Today I have one guest with me, Finn.
Hi guys.
So we have a lot to talk about in the show.
Yeah, sure we do.
So today's going to be a very special show. We're going to talk about action movies in general, and specifically we might be talking about John Wick. But first, I want to talk about Zack Snyder, because recently at one of his events, he stated that he does indeed have the long, like, rumoured about a Snyder Cut that everybody's been talking about on Reddit.
Of which film, sorry?
Justice League.
Okay.
So, the Snyder Cut of Justice League. So, that's what we're going to be talking about in this show, right after the first song, which is Feeling Good by Muse. So, yeah. So, we're back. After that song, which Finn recommended.
What a great song. Love a bit of Muse.
Yeah, it was a good song. I never heard Muse before ever.
Don't know how.
Favourite
rendition of that song.
Are they a band?
Yeah. It's surprising you've never heard of Muse. They're huge.
Yeah. Are they pretty old or like?
Not old. They're not old. They're like, what? Early 2000s, I think they started. Good. I don't know.
Literally never even heard the name before. But when you said Muse, it did ring a bell, but I don't know what bell it rang.
One in a different town, probably. You didn't hear it.
So, we wanted to kick off this discussion by talking about the YouTube video that got leaked of Zack Snyder, basically just all but confirming that he does have a Snyder cut, so his own cut of the Justice League movie that Warner Brothers hasn't released. He even said he had multiple copies.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you think about him having his own copies of a movie that he made, but what's out there now that people have seen is somebody else's movie, basically?
Well, I think it is an interesting concept to have, like, the same premise of the film, but executed completely differently.
I think they even changed the premise.
Did they? Oh, have they changed the story?
Yeah, basically. Really? Did.
Oh, wow. I think it is interesting. It would be interesting to see. But would that, like, because I don't know much about the DC Universe, but in showing that, do you think that would change any of, like, the DC lore?
Yeah.
Do you think?
I think it would, because his movies was basically, he made Batman versus Superman, and in his head he made it as one part of a trilogy.
Mm.
But because the part one failed, and I think, I don't know if he told, but there was, like, loads of concept out of the rest of the movies, but because part one failed, he couldn't make part two and part three. So people are only judging him for this part one of the movie. That's been cut.
Yeah.
That's been, like, cut by somebody else that he doesn't even know. So, like, all his, like, important scenes that are from the other two movies not gonna be in that movie anymore, basically. But what happened when he was making Justice League halfway through production? When you say halfway through production, do you know when Justice League released? It was in 2017.
Oh, 17.
Yeah. Right. Let me just check the release date.
I don't know when.
So, if it was being released 17th of November 2017, surely he must have finished his cut by March the 12th, 2017.
How long did he have?
I don't know, but I feel like he must have been working on it since 2016. Batman vs. Superman released early 2016.
Yeah.
So, by March 12th, 2017, people are saying that he couldn't have been able to, like, have finished the movie by then, but it is, like, a massive blockbuster movie, and they must have it, like, done months in advance.
Definitely, yeah, they definitely have it done, like, at least a month in advance.
Yeah. So, when his daughter committed suicide, tragically, he had to leave, and then they brought Joss Whedon on, who directed the first Avengers movie. And I feel like they told him that they have to lighten this movie up a lot. And that was, like, why Justice League is basically this weird transition between the old DCU and the new DCU.
Yeah.
So the new DCU is going to be all, like, happy and stuff. And Justice League, even though it has all of the characters from the dark and gritty world, are all acting like they're not themselves. They're all just acting smiley and stuff, because they've got this extra director in.
I think that's probably got a lot to do with the producers and what they're saying will get the numbers in the box office and in DVD sales and digital sales. Because at the end of the day, not every, like, depend on what your taste in film is, not everyone wants to watch a dark and gritty film. Sometimes, like, usually the films that sell more, like, in the box office, will just be a kind of happier, more upbeat, you know, like, positive vibes film.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We'll take it, you know, take example, its competitor.
Yeah, Marvel.
Marvel. Look how well they're doing.
And they're all, like,
and that, you know, there's, I can't name, like, a Marvel film, really, that's
dark.
You know, really dark. Can you?
Yeah, there's Infinity War, but it's not. It's not dark, dark. It does have jokes all over it.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, even then. But I feel like they do it well because they've had all of this backstory and everything, and their characters are already established. Whereas DC, their characters weren't very established at all.
Well, yeah, even the other way as well, because in Marvel they're established as like positive and bright, whereas in DC, I'm pretty, you know,
the one,
yeah, they are set for that darker universe, but then when you change it up later on, it kind of ruins the dynamic of it all.
Yeah, I feel like they're even gonna change the name of the universe and everything. Really? I feel like they're trying to do like a do-over, because between, I think Wonder Woman started being light, Aquaman was really light, and now Shazam.
Shazam looks incredibly.
Yeah, yeah, incredibly. Awesome. Like, yeah. It's like very goofy, if I say like that, but it has been certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, so it looks like it is working.
Is it?
Yeah. But I just find it really cool that he said that he's got all these like secret copies in his house that nobody's seen before.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes me want to watch it even more. But I feel like one day, probably, if he has got them, it will get released, because what is he going to do with them?
I don't think it'll ever get released.
Even if he has his own copies?
Well, I think it comes down to rights at the end of the day.
Yeah, but...
like, whether the studios will give him permission to put it out there, because, you know, if it goes out there,
yeah,
there's only one culprit. It's not like he can say, oh, it got leaked. I mean, yeah, maybe he got hacked, whatever.
Somebody could have gone into his house and...
oh, yeah, someone went into his house, but at the end of the day, I think the chances of it getting out there is incredibly low.
I'm not sure, because this whole situation reminds me of Deadpool.
Mm.
And because Deadpool got cancelled so many times by Fox, look how much of a big hit it is.
That's
and
huge.
The only reason why it got released, because the trailer got leaked. Because they shot a concept of it, and it just got leaked somehow on the internet. And as soon as it got leaked, instantly it made hype. So I feel like because that got leaked, this could also get leaked.
I don't know. I think it's maybe slightly too late. I don't know. When was the Deadpool trailer leaked?
A few years before it came out.
Few years. There's still hope then. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the only thing that it reminds me of.
I don't know. I just think with it being like a full film, like a full cut of a film,
yeah,
the chances of it being out there is incredibly low. Like a trailer, yeah, that's what, like 3 minutes tops.
But because of the hype that it generated, that's the only reason they were allowed to make it. So if there's enough hype, if it does get released, or parts of it, or like clips, and it makes hype, it could change the producers' minds,
I suppose. Or who knows, like, maybe he does, like, maybe this is all just one big conspiracy. There isn't a final cut, and this is just to gain hype for the DCU.
He could have just been lying to that guy. He could have just said it just because saying it.
Yeah, he could have just been messing with him because he knows the hype around it.
Yeah. One of my questions was for you, what do you think about, he left the production because his daughter committed suicide. But should they have waited for him to come back, like, a year later, like, give him a severance thing? Because a few years earlier, did they say Justice League's coming out in November?
Yeah.
So they were trying to meet that date. But should they have just went online and said, we're pushing the release date back because of Zack Snyder, instead of hiring Joss Whedon and changing basically the whole story?
I don't know. I suppose their main concern isn't the people, it's the money. And with them having to push it back again, that causes, you know, with the delays it's causing, it causes disappointment. People not going to watch it, losing their money.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, his emotions weren't the film studio's priorities at all.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, it's just... yeah, it wasn't a good thing that he did, I think.
No, I mean, yeah, whether you agree with it or not, it, you know, what's happened is happened.
Yeah, it happened a year ago too, so...
yeah, you can't really do much about it. It's a shame, really.
So, yeah, so now after this song, we're going to talk about action movies. And we're going to talk about how it affects the audience and... talk a bit about John Wick, because we both watched that recently.
Yeah.
So that's after this song, which is Berserk by Eminem. And we're back. So you must have heard that song before, innit? Yeah,
Volux. Yeah, yeah, it's Eminem. Everyone's heard Eminem.
Yeah, yeah. I used to listen to this a lot, like in year 8, in year 9. Bring back some good memories.
Oh, bless.
So we're going to kick off this topic. We're going to talk about John Wick.
Ooh.
So, have you watched any other Keanu Reeves movies?
I've watched The Matrix.
You watched Matrix? I don't even know you've seen The Matrix. You must have seen
The Matrix. Everyone's seen The Matrix. Come on, it's a classic.
Yeah.
I've not seen the next two, like, the two after it.
No, sequels, me neither. So, we're going to be going and refreshing it for the next few weeks and watch them.
Yeah. I've heard they're quite bad, though, so...
Are they?
I've heard they're pretty terrible.
Oh no, I thought it'd be as good as the first one.
No, I mean the first one's great, but.
Oh. But the third one's not even. Oh yeah, I think the trailer's out.
The Matrix.
Oh no!
Oh, I thought you. Oh, I was a bit of a mix-up there. Jesus, I thought you were on about the Matrix.
No, I was talking about John Wick.
Oh, right.
I know the second two Matrix are supposed to be terrible. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was just like,
what do you mean terrible now?
When is the third one out?
Third one's coming out in summertime, probably.
Is it?
I'm
interested to watch it, if the second one's good.
Have you seen a movie called Speed?
Speed, no.
That's a really good movie. It's got Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. Mm. No, she is, from Bird Box.
Yeah, the space woman.
Yeah, yeah. The movie's about, they're all on a bus, and there's a bomb ticking.
Mm.
And he has to get everybody off the bus, but if the bus stops, the bomb goes off.
Yeah, have you seen Father Ted?
I've heard of it.
I've seen... it was a parody of Speed, yeah. I'm imagining. Yeah. Yeah, it was where, like, one of the priests was stuck on a milk float. And, like, it went over 4 miles per hour, but if it went under, the bomb went off.
Yeah, that's basically what Speed is, but it's, like, really dramatic.
Oh, yeah, it was like... Yeah, we're just taking the milk there.
Yeah, yeah. So, let's talk about John Wick.
Yeah.
So, what was your favourite thing about the movie?
Favourite thing in general?
Yeah.
I loved, like, the lighting and the colour correction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just everything was so well done. Do you know what I mean? Like, all the colours were so
fit. I noticed that too, man. Like, especially, I think you're talking about the club scene before, innit?
Yeah, the club scene.
Especially that scene stood out.
Yeah, and I mean, there was just so, like, there was so much stuff going on, like, in the background, but it really managed to...
Yeah, focus.
Focus in.
Yeah, and I like how it really creatively showed him killing people.
Mm.
Like, that scene, I think the bathroom scene that I was telling you about was actually at the club, because he, some DB is washing their hands, and there's a shower behind, and he kills somebody, and he shows him killing him from the mirror that he...
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's in the club. That's how it all kicks off.
Yeah. That was one of my favourite scenes, because it's just so creative how he does it.
Mm.
And I went on YouTube, and he got, combat training, like actual combat training before he did this movie. Like, got like these army people to show him how to shoot.
Man, I'm not surprised he needs it.
And he learned taekwondo and everything.
Yeah.
He learned so much stuff. So, yeah.
I'd say in the film, it's incredibly, like, choreographed. Every movement is just perfect. There was a couple of bits that were a bit, like, they just looked a bit off. I don't know if you noticed any.
I think they did it by purpose to make it look different.
Mm.
They're talking about, like, when he breaks the floor with the mallet, the camera's, like, pointing upwards at him.
No, I mean, in terms of the choreography, like, because obviously, you know, you're not actually hitting people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, there were a couple of bits where it was just slightly obvious.
That he wasn't actually hitting them. Yeah. I could tell that as well.
Yeah.
But you have to have, like, that suspension of disbelief in it.
Yeah.
But that's with, like, most action movies. So, what was your favourite... talked about favourite thing about the movie, innit? My favourite, I like the...
Yeah, what was your favourite part?
Yeah. My favourite part. I like the car part as well. You know where he does all the drifts in the airport after the guy swears at him?
Oh, yeah.
I love that part because that's like just me, what I do in GTA. Just go straight to the airport and just start speeding cars. So that's why it just reminded me of. But it was a bit crap though. You know, like when he starts screaming and he's about to hit the truck.
Yeah. I'm
like, what are you screaming about, man? It doesn't even look like he's actually angry.
I mean, you know.
I know he was angry, like his character
was. He has got a reason to be angry. I mean, I don't... Is it a spoiler scene?
We just do spoilers. It's the old movie.
Yeah. I mean, obviously. I mean, you know, his wife's dead. He's angry.
Yeah. His wife died in the trailer.
Yeah. Did she? Yeah. I didn't watch the trailer.
That was a really nice part when he was crying on the card as well. When he's reading a card.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, what I was saying, when he's screaming before he hits the trucks, it just looked like he wasn't even acting properly. Like, I just don't look like... I didn't buy it.
I like that part, though.
Overall, I really enjoyed the movie, though.
Oh, definitely.
Sorry.
No, I just thought I'd mention, going back to, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, we were on about sort of different races and things in films, you know, how they're portrayed. I did notice it went back to the whole Russians being the enemy.
The bad guys. Yeah, didn't it? I don't know.
That was one of the first things I noticed. Do you know what I mean?
I didn't notice that at all. I just didn't realize. It was like a modern kind of mob kind of thing as well, innit?
Yeah.
I like that aspect of it. Like how it has those special gold coins, like their own currency.
Yeah, innit?
It was kind of cool. Like, I want to know more about that. I think part 2 does go more into that.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. But it does, like you said, it does. It makes the Russians the stereotypical villain.
Yeah,
they're all the Russians.
Yeah, because it's the deep-seated, American Cold War thing.
But there was a lot of, what I noticed was, he had crosses on his arms.
Mm.
And, like, loads of places in the scene, you just see in the background, they have crosses, like, in different, like, creative ways.
Religious symmetry.
Yeah. Don't know why, but some of them were, like, upside down and stuff as well. So I don't know what that probably meant. That probably means
upside
something.
Down's...
Antichrist,
like, the Antichrist, the devil, I think.
Yeah. I think that just means, like, what do you think? Is he, like, good or bad by what he does?
I don't know. What do I think?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he kills a lot of people.
And we don't know who he killed before as well, don't it?
Yeah. But maybe that comes out more in part two.
Mm-hmm.
I think over, like, his motives were a little bit extreme, but I can understand.
Yeah, but it was like, those were extreme people.
Mm.
They weren't like regular people.
Oh, no. Well, no, but there is a lot of people that he kills, though, when you think about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. They're like, they had like Bruce Lee fights and stuff, like how Bruce Lee just beats up everybody that's around him.
Yeah.
He did that with the guns.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool. So, we wanted to talk about watching this action movie. Do you think that this is a way, like a cathartic release for people, certain people, when they watch action movies? Like, I think we're talking about it in school. Yeah. Like, audience theory and stuff, like, do people watch action movies to release anger themselves?
I think it helps. I don't think people go in with that intention, but I definitely think it contributes.
I feel like people watch it and they just, like, they can relate to that character, and and then they'll just release.
Hopefully not too much John Wick.
Hopefully. So, do you have any final thoughts on this?
Don't mess with John Wick's dog.
Yeah, that's true. Don't mess with John Wick's dog. Don't kill any dogs. I hate it when they kill animals in movies.
That scene was heartbreaking.
I hate it. It's worse than when they kill people.
Like, killing people's fine. Not in real life. Don't kill anyone. Don't kill anything. But in film, killing people, I can deal with that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Killing dogs.
And they have to get, like, that pout as well after they shoot him.
Oh, no.
It's crazy, man. And they make her like the dog with him as well. Like, they just show parts of the dog playing around with him before they kill him.
Oh, innit?
They didn't have to do that. But this movie was directed by stuntmen. Two stuntmen directed this movie.
Really?
And I think it was one of their first movies. I feel like you can really tell, though. Once you know that and then you watch it, you're like,
In terms of the combat, innit?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, that was today's show of Movie Madness. I hope you enjoyed it. And did you enjoy it today, Finn?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's a nice day today.
Yeah, today is a lovely day.
Yeah.
It's supposed to snow next Thursday.
Get out.
Apparently, I'm not even lying. Snow and rain next Thursday.
Nightmare.
So, yeah, I hope you enjoy it. Have a good day and goodbye.